News. I'm John Scott. The United States is preparing more sanctions on Russia. It's in response to the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House will unveil the new sanctions later this week.
We will be announcing a major sanctions package on Friday of this week to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny.
Kirby said the U.S. had not determined how Navalny had died, but insisted that Russian President Putin is responsible. The announcement of this week's sanctions will coincide with the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the United States has vetoed an Arab-backed and widely supported UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Julie Walker has more.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the UK abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
Police investigating a suspicious fire in Ferguson, Missouri. It killed a woman and four children. Police have not publicly identified the victims, but said evidence located made the cause of that fire suspicious. We're just days before the South Carolina primary, GOP candidate Nikki Haley, speaking in Greenville earlier, reiterated she's not dropping out of the presidential race regardless of Saturday's result. The Dow is down 81 points, the NASDAQ losing 193. This is SRN News. Americans are asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail, speaking to a rally in South Carolina, Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports. GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling the problem now for some time. This is SRN News. It was a daring rescue. A Florida sheriff's deputy says he was just doing his job when he quickly helped a mom, her toddler, and infant children in a car crash. Lisa Dwyer reports.
A speeding motorcyclist sped past at over 100 miles an hour as Charlotte County Deputy Sergeant Dave Musgrove was traveling on a state highway on February 8th. Seconds later, the motorcyclist slammed into a car, their body landing in the car on top of small children in the back seat. Musgrove pulled a toddler from a booster seat.
I'm helping you. I'm trying to help you.
He flagged a passerby to help him.
I need you to hold this little girl, please.
He then worked to free the baby, but the baby was not moving. Musgrove then performed chest compressions on the baby.
I just heard him breathe.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNNews.com.